In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dave Cohen. Good morning. It's 8:47. We have frost north of the lake this morning with temperatures that have dipped to freezing and feel even in the 20s with those wind chills in the area where we do have a few wind gusts. South of the lake, we're in the 40s, feeling like low 40s, and expect to ride a weather roller coaster for the next 7 days with highs getting into the 70s and then lows getting back into the 30s, and we'll just kind of go up and down and bounce around. The good news is the best weather appears to be on Friday and Saturday, when the weekend looks pretty perfect and lots of people have Christmas parties and other activities this weekend, as it's really the last full weekend before we get into Christmas week. So a lot going on. A federal judge yesterday, you heard the news break here on WWL, approved the Archdiocese's $230 million settlement with hundreds of victims of priest sex abuse in the New Orleans Archdiocese. This case has been going on for years now. As we have watched it unfold, the demands that financially were anticipated by the Archdiocese because of the lawsuits from those molested by priests forced the Archdiocese into a bankruptcy. And as a result, a bankruptcy judge was overseeing the settlement hearings to determine how much would be paid out to the victims. Joining us to talk about what happened and to look ahead at what's next is Stephanie Regal, writer for the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com, and the New Orleans Advocate. Morning, Stephanie.
Hey, how are you?
It's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
It sure has. Over 5.5 years. So yesterday was a momentous day for survivors of clergy sex abuse and Catholics in New Orleans.
It comes at a cost. $230 million was the agreed upon settlement. Did all of the victims opt into this settlement, or are there still going to be individual lawsuits heard in other courtrooms going forward?
Well, I mean, even if the lawsuits are gone. And late yesterday, or rather yesterday morning, it appears the last non-settling insurer, Travelers, which had some of the greatest exposure because it insured the church in the 70s, the entire decade of the 70s, more or less, when some of the worst abuse took place, they are going to probably, it looks like, cough in another $75 million, which will bring the settlement pot well over 300. So, I don't know whether most of the survivors opted in, but they almost all, like all but two or three, literally voted in favor of the plan. So that gives you a good indication that they are going to go ahead and, you know, opt into the settlement because it's their best chance of getting money, and especially with the money from Travelers, it's a good deal.
How many victims are we talking about that are going to share this $300 million or so pot?
Well over 600 at this point. There were something like 660 claims filed in the case. Now, many of them came in late, way late, after the bar date that had been set by the judge in 2021. But the church has not said it is going to contest any of those. So there's an independent claims administrator who was selected by the plaintiffs committee, by the abuse committee, and a local lawyer. And he will evaluate every single claim to determine whether it's credible and then assign points to the claimant based on the nature of the abuse, the duration of the abuse, you know, the long-term pain and suffering that the individual has endured. And that will determine how much they are entitled to. So it's not like you take.
So not everyone gets roughly $2 million.
By 600. Yeah. No, right. I mean, you don't divide it evenly among 600 something people.
So I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So this is it. The bankruptcy is over, the lawsuits are over, the settlement is in, and now the Archdiocese moves forward with far less money, reorganized, and can put this, at least legally, in the rearview mirror, right?
And I think that's an important point. Legally, they can put this behind them. I think the ripple effects of this will be felt for a long, long time. There's a lot of trust to be rebuilt, a trust that maybe can never be rebuilt. You know, I think many people will never quite look at the church in the same way. And also throughout this process, both to raise money to help fund the settlement, and also just in response to changes in the city, changes in habits of worship, demographic changes in New Orleans, which is an aging, shrinking city, this church has, you know, shrunk its footprint. They've sold off their elderly care nursing home business. They're in the process of selling Christopher Homes, the 14 apartment complexes for low-income seniors. They sold surplus real estate. They will continue to sell surplus real estate to the extent that they are able. There's not a huge market for old churches and old schools in, you know, questionable neighborhoods. And then, you know, they have also consolidated parishes. In 2023, about just a little over 2 years ago, Amond closed or consolidated 11 parishes, which was 10% of the total at the time. And he said then that more were on the way. And then I think because the bankruptcy was so heated, and really at a challenging moment at that point, late 23, early 24, they just didn't want the heartache and the negative publicity and the real, you know, community pain that would cause. And so they didn't do it. But I think more will come, because it's just, I mean, irrespective of the bankruptcy, it's inevitable.
So it is a new and different church as a result of everything that has unfolded. leading from the child sex abuse by clergy. And this is it for Archbishop Gregory Amon, too. He said he was retiring after seeing through, because he's reached the maximum age for an archbishop. He's now set to retire now that he's seen this process through.
Sometime in 2026, he still has said he will meet with, and this is part of the settlement, he's going to meet with all of the survivors. There's a very, process set up where he's going to go to each section of the diocese. I forget the term they used for it, and hold community meetings. So he has to complete some of those duties before he officially steps down at some time in 26.
Thank you, Stephanie. We appreciate your coverage of this over the years and joining us here on WWL. Have a great day.
Bye.
I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. We need to check on WWL traffic.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.